This is the opening market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Greg McBride of Allendale for our opening commentary. Greg, what are we seeing taking place on the grains?
A little bit of mixed trade to start the week here. We did have a good finish to last week. Saw the beans really catch fire on Friday. Really, more or less, just following the bean meal market, which has been strong. Made new contract highs. It is off a little bit to start the day here, down about $5 to $6, which is kind of holding the beans back a little bit. Corn itself kind of caught in the middle. Between a little bit of friendly on the bean side of things in that complex, but also seeing the wheat down a little bit. There isn't really a whole heck of a lot of news in the grain world right now. We're still following what's going on with weather in South America. We're hearing from ADM's CEO last week when they released their earnings that he felt like, or he thought that Argentina was going to be out of soybeans to crush sometime in the month of November, which obviously gets everybody excited about increased demand for meal here in the United States.
So again, Greg, just to kind of wrap that up, that soy meal driving the market, for those who don't follow this day to day, that might sound a little bit odd, but that all ties in back to what we're seeing with the weather in South America and then just the inability to produce that soy meal out of Argentina right now.
Yeah, absolutely. They were importing soybeans to be able to keep up. They are the world's number one exporter of meal, as they had a very, very tough year last year. It was similar to 2009 as far as drought conditions for them. I think 2009 was a little bit worse. They had basically what was a half a crop. So they were importing from Brazil and other places, trying to keep up with that bean meal demand. Now they're running low.
That was Greg McBride with Allendale. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Did you get all you can from this year's crop? Next harvest, get 2.5 more bushels per acre with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials super powerful granule that does what commodity fertilizers can't, supercharging your soybeans with uniform nutrient distribution, increased nutrient uptake, and season-long sulfur availability. 2.5 more bushels per acre definitely adds up. Supercharge your soybean yield next spring with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials from Mosaic.
December corn down 1.5 at 479.25. November soybeans down 5.25 at 1292 even. On the Merck, December live cattle up 80 cents at 183.02. November feeder cattle up 55 cents at 237.45. December lean hogs up $1.15 at 71.65. December pork cutout up 30 cents at 79.40. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.